I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigerian police are on high alert since the United States drone attack on Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. The death of the Islamic military leader could prompt Boko Haram extremists to retaliate, with Nigerian Christians most likely in the crosshairs. Boko Haram executed 11 believers on Christmas Day to avenge the killing of another Muslim military leader. Hundreds of thousands of Nigerian Christians have fled their homes in northern Nigeria and are living in refugee camps. World Missionary Press's Helen Williams says they recently shipped nearly 2 million scripture booklets to persecuted Nigerian Christians.
Getting material into the hands of the believers is another sign that the body of Christ worldwide is behind them.
Pray for God's comfort and strength. And you may have heard a lot of talk about unreached, unengaged people groups, or the UUPGs. There's even a day dedicated to the topic called International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday. Usually headlines focus on need, but on our website, we've got a praise report from Bibles for the World. President John Podaiti says their Asian partners met a believer from one of the UUPGs that they adopted last year.
It's just one person right now, but it's a start. I know this from my own experience with my tribe in Northeast India that we started with just five believers, and within a generation, we were entirely evangelized. And so this is still possible as the Holy Spirit leads, guides, and moves, and God provides all our needs for this effort.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.